a project to improve cellular service along a 92-kilometer corridor of Highway 3 stretching from Hope to Carameas isn't going to happen. The goal of the 2022 project was to improve coverage, including filling gaps between areas such as between Hope and Manning Park or between Princeton and Carameas. The provincial government had announced it would be providing up to $3.1 million through the Connecting British Columbia grant program under the Northern Development Initiative Trust for the project, with Rogers Communications covering the remainder of the project's $9.7 million cost. It was supposed to be completed by 2024, with 11 new cell towers. In an email, a spokesperson for the Ministry of Citizen Services confirmed that the Northern Development Initiative Trust had advised the province that Rogers had withdrawn from the project. Building cellular networks in rural British Columbia can be challenging, given what is often challenging terrain in remote and rural areas, the ministry said. The province remains committed to working with regional, local, and First Nation governments and service providers to increase mobile connectivity where possible. This includes advances in future cellular to satellite technologies that will connect mobile users outside of terrestrial cellular coverage. Further questions were directed to the Northern Development Initiative Trust. When the project was announced in 2022, flooding and landslides that had led to highway closures and vehicles being forced to turn around were cited as highlighting the importance of ensuring reliable cell coverage throughout the province. It is not clear how much, if any, of the $3.1 million in provincial funding was spent on the project or if any of the towers were built for this project. The ministry also noted in its response that the provincial government appreciated all of the other projects that have gone forward elsewhere in BC, including over 252 kilometers on Highway 16 that Rogers has committed to.